Lesson 9, Connection and Engagement. Introduction. The coaches of sports teams understand that talent is not enough. The team members must be motivated to do their best. It is an important part of a coach's job to talk to the team and inspire them to make their best effort. The crowd of spectators cheers the team because encouragement helps the players do better. If a team member simply learned the skills and did his job to be paid, that would not be enough to achieve victory. This principle applies not only to sports, but to every organization. The success of an organization depends on the commitment of the people involved. True commitment means that they commit their abilities and minds to make the organization succeed. Commitment put into action is engagement. A person who is engaged is connected, involved, and committed. Illustrations of engagement. George worked for a business that sold lumber from a large yard. His job was to help customers load their trucks. He noticed a stack of boards in the yard that had fallen over. After helping a customer, he went and stacked the boards neatly, even though the boss had not told him to do it. Why did George do this? Michael played basketball for a professional team. During a game, he started to make a shot at the basket, but was not in a good position. He quickly threw the ball to another player who was in a better position to score. Why did Michael not try to score himself? Piotr worked at a gas station, putting gas into cars for customers. When there were many customers, Piotr literally ran to the next customer to save time. Why did Piotr run? On Sunday, Harold noticed that the roof of the church had been damaged by a falling tree. On Monday, Harold bought materials and came with his tools to fix the roof. Harold did not own the church building and did not get paid to do this work. Why did Harold fix the roof? Elaine worked in a grocery store as a cashier. One afternoon, as she was going to take her break, she saw that some cooking oil had been spilled in the floor. Instead of taking her break, she cleaned up the spilled oil. Why did Elaine give up her break to clean up the spill? Carl was a church deacon and Sunday school teacher. One Sunday morning, he arrived at the church early and found that the toilet had not been cleaned. He cleaned the toilet before the rest of the congregation arrived. Why did Carl clean the toilet? If only the owner of a business cares about its success, the business will not do well. If only the pastor of the church wants the church to succeed, the church will fail. If only the coach wants the team to win, the team will lose. Understanding engagement. For a person to be engaged means that he will do his best, not just what is required. He will use his abilities and his ideas for the organization. He is not limited to a scheduled amount of time and a specific task. Not only his hands, but his head and heart are involved. Sometimes leaders assume that people will work well because they are under authority or because they are being paid. The fact is that people work best when they feel a personal commitment to the organization. An organization that depends on volunteers can do very little without people who are engaged. People will not commit their time and resources unless they share the goals of the organization. The people of an organization are not all at the same level of engagement. They may be at different levels. The leader appreciates people who are highly engaged and depends on them. The leader may not understand why some people are not engaged, but his job is to raise their engagement level. A leader should spend a significant amount of time raising the engagement level of his people. That is one of the leader's most important jobs, and nobody else can do it as well as he can. The leader is either increasing people's engagement or hindering it. Churches have people with money who do not give. Organizations have people with time, but they are not available. Businesses have employees with ideas that they do not share. Sometimes pastors look for someone outside of the church to help or to support financially. However, they have people in the church who are able to help and do not, and people in the church who are able to give and do not. The problem is a lack of engagement. The people of the church do not feel that the church is their own. Engagement is a demonstration of connection. The people will not engage unless they feel connected, identified with the organization and leader. Consider the example of a family. Members of a family help each other in many ways without expecting specific rewards for the things they do. Why do they do it? Because they are part of the family. They are connected. If the people of an organization are not giving and doing what they can, they do not feel connected. If a person feels connected, the organization's goals are his goals. The organization's needs are his needs. And the organization's success is his success. Sometimes leaders do not recognize a lack of engagement. They think that their people need training, but training is not the solution for someone who is not doing what he could. The problem is, he is not connected. Signs of a lack of connection in the organization. Leaders have difficulty recruiting members for responsibilities. Members feel uninvolved in decisions. Members leave easily when there are problems. Members criticize their own organization to outsiders. Members are not concerned about the organization's success. Members distinguish the organization from themselves. A member who does not feel connected talks about the organization as if it were a distinct entity separate from its members. He talks about what the organization should do. He uses the term they instead of the term we. Leaders in an organization that is not well connected put a distance between themselves and the people of the organization. They are difficult for the people to reach, even for communication. The leaders keep their work a mystery that the people cannot understand. They do not want to hear suggestions or complaints. When an organization is like this, the will of the organization is the only recognized reality. All other facts are ignored as people survive by hiding their mistakes. People fear information and truth when they do not feel connected to the leadership. Small tribes and cliques may develop in an organization that is not connected. Cliques are formed by people who protect each other from changes and from leadership. When people feel danger within the organization, they focus on their personal problems instead of the challenges of the organization. When dealing with rivalries, they are unable to focus on positive, selfless achievement. Sometimes the meetings of the organization show that members are not connected. People stay away from meetings if they think that the meeting is not important for the operations. They don't think their own participation makes a difference. They don't share the goals of the leaders and don't want to be involved. Some organizations lose young people who could become leaders because they see that they cannot become part of the established administration. The leaders hold their positions by keeping connections with influential people and do not give opportunities to people who are not connected. Young people with abilities may go to other organizations that allow them opportunities. Other churches may copy your methods and programs, but people usually do not leave an organization if they feel connected. That means that your only real competitive edge is your relationship with your people. The one thing your competition can never steal from you is the relationship you have with your people. Examples from Scripture. When the young Rehoboam became king, the old men advised him to serve the people. If you serve them, they will serve you. 1 Kings 12:7. They said that he should connect with the people by showing that he cared about their needs. Then the people would see that the kingdom was for them and they would be loyal to it. They would share the goals, problems, needs, and work of the kingdom. Rehoboam thought that his position was enough. He thought that his authority meant that he did not have to ask for engagement. He said he would rule strictly without concern for the people. Most of the people separated from Rehoboam. They said, "We have nothing in this king. We will take care of ourselves and leave him to himself." 1 Kings 12:16. People who do not feel connected in an organization care about their own needs and not the goals of the organization. Even if they do not leave, they work only for their own goals. Rehoboam's response was to try to use authority. He did not try to understand their needs. He sent a tax collector, but that did not work. He planned to send the army, but God stopped him. The kingdom was never united again. Jeroboam was a rebel who tried to get people to be disloyal to Solomon. He did not succeed and went to Egypt to avoid being killed. After Solomon died, Jeroboam came back to Israel to see if there was an opportunity for him to take power. He led a group of representatives from the tribes to talk to the new king, Rehoboam. Rehoboam foolishly told the people that he would treat them severely, assuming that they had no choice but to obey him. 1 Kings 12:13 and 14. The people were angry, and Jeroboam was able to separate 10 tribes. Jeroboam led the people into idolatry so that they would not return to Jerusalem to worship. 1 Kings 12:26 through 28. In this situation, who was the good leader and who was the bad one? Both were bad. Rehoboam's foolishness gave an opportunity to a scheming leader with bad character. Jeroboam was willing to do anything to get power for himself, including taking people away from the worship of God. Many ministry leaders still use the dissatisfaction of people to build their own influence. They often use dishonesty, encourage gossip and disloyalty, and teach false doctrine. How to build connection. Connection is done with individuals better than with crowds or through programs. A leader who wants to build his personal connection with his people should start with the simple principles of friendliness. He should compliment their qualities. He should make conversation about things not relating to the work. He should show interest in their families and personal situations. He should treat them with respect and show that he values them. Never write anything to anyone, even in a personal letter, if you would not want it to be published or quoted. You do not know who might see it. Remember, when speaking to people in conversation, that your words might be quoted to others. Don't say things that you would be embarrassed to explain to other people later. Some leaders want to impress their people so that people will want to follow them. But for building connections, it is more important to be impressed by your people than for you to impress them. There is an old saying, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Many leaders are weak in their listening skills because they think they already understand the situation, know what needs to be done, and are ready to convince others. People do not engage if their opinions are not valued. By failing to listen and appreciate input, a leader devalues his people so that they don't give their best. Sometimes people in an organization have strong feelings. They speak with anger or frustration. A leader might make the mistake of trying to give them directions while they simply feel the need to express their feelings. Stephen M. R. Covey explains, 1. Generally, as long as a person is communicating with high emotion, he or she does not yet feel understood. 2. A person will usually not ask for your advice until he or she feels understood. To offer advice too early will usually only stir up more emotion or cause someone to simply ignore what you say. Next time you are in that situation, try this. Instead of trying to change the mind of the emotional person, listen. Show that you understand by affirming their feelings. You feel frustrated because, even if you disagree with their opinions, you will see them start to calm down and eventually start to listen to you because they think you understand them. Until they think you understand, they don't think your opinion matters. Lead by asking questions, not to manipulate, but to understand and stimulate thinking. If people who could help are not helping, questions will help them engage. If they share your values, you can get them to help you accomplish the goals. Ask, what do you think we could be doing better? What do you think we should be trying to do? How could we do a better job at blank? As they help you with ideas, they will also want to help with the work. People don't want to help if their ideas are not appreciated. If you think a person's idea is good, he will think you are intelligent. The leader must have a means of welcoming complaints and negative information. People do not communicate unless they feel that it is safe. If they think they will be punished for disagreeing, they will not give their opinions. Engagement is helped with the custom of having meetings before the meeting. Before you have a meeting with everyone to propose a change, talk to individuals and small groups to get their opinions and explain your plan. Ask them what they think and listen carefully. Answer their objections so that the objections will not come up in the main meeting. People in the main meeting should not be surprised at the leader's decisions. They should know what to expect. Leaders should not usually surprise people with their decisions. If the people of the organization are often surprised by what their leaders do, the leaders are not explaining well their values and how they plan to support the values. Trust in the organization becomes strong if people feel that decisions will not be made suddenly without their understanding. They will share the vision if they get to discuss it and influence it before it is promoted. The leader should give people access to the same information that motivates him. They cannot share his goals unless they are motivated by the same information. Serving customers. God gives pastors the job of serving the people of the church. We are to discern their needs and care for them like a shepherd cares for his sheep. As church leaders, we should study principles of serving customers, not from the priority of making a business succeed, but from the priority of meeting the needs of people. Our priority is to fulfill the task God has given us. Every organization, whether business, ministry, or another kind, exists to meet the needs of people. Therefore, every organization needs a clear service vision. Some principles work the same way for either a business or a ministry. The service vision and values should be clear so that everyone in the organization is focused on what is important and will know what behaviors are expected. Great companies realize that their most important customers are their own people, employees and managers. If leaders take care of their people and encourage them to bring their brains to work, the people will go out of their way to take care of the customers. Customer loyalty is what you get when you create a motivating environment for your people. Many people accept low-quality service without complaining because they do not expect it to be better. That does not mean that they are satisfied. If a better option comes along, they will quickly switch to it. Therefore, a leader cannot assume that everything is okay just because people are not complaining. If people are leaving a church or other organization for trivial reasons or even without a reason, there is a lack of satisfaction. The leaders should not wait to hear complaints. Consistent excellence requires a training program and constant improvement. Consistency is important because if you create higher expectations but fail to fulfill the expectations, people are disappointed. Service begins with ordinary friendliness. To be friendly to someone means to treat him as a person, not just as a business encounter. When you converse with them about something that is not related to the transaction, they feel that they are interacting with you in a friendly way. Beyond friendliness, give attention to the needs of people. Try to see a need and help in a unique way beyond routine services. Obviously, an organization cannot provide everything for everyone, but it should meet certain needs in... Obviously, an organization cannot provide everything for everyone, but it should meet certain needs in an exceptional way. Consider, what kind of people do you want to attract? What do you want to accomplish? What needs should you meet? A leader should imagine what perfect service would be, then develop and correct his understanding by talking to the people he serves. Consider your organization. What kind of people do you want to attract? Whose needs should you meet? Think about the kind of people served by your organization. What are they looking for when they come to you? What could you offer beyond their expectations? 5 summary statements. 1. People work best when they feel a personal commitment to the organization. 2. A leader should spend time raising the engagement level of his people. 3. If the people of an organization are not giving and doing what they can, they do not feel connected. 4. The leader must have a means of welcoming complaints and negative information. And 5, leaders should not usually surprise people with their decisions. This concludes Lesson 9, Connection and Engagement.